It's been a deadly 24 hours in the United States. Two mass shootings have left 36 dead and many others injured. We begin in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas.
El Paso Mayor Dee Margo praised first responders and sought to allay fears of the community.
El Paso was too strong to be broken by a cowardly act like this one. I want to assure the El Paso community that we are safe. We are safe.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter he has pledged the total support of the federal government. Just hours later, a gunman in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio killed 9 people and wounded 16. Deputy Dayton Police Chief Matt Carper says the shooting could have been much worse.
Fortunately, we had multiple officers in the immediate vicinity when this incident started. So there's a very short timeline of violence. For that, we're very fortunate.
Even with the gunman dead, Carper says there is still much work to be done.
This is a very tragic incident, and we're doing everything we can to investigate it and try to identify the motivation behind this.
Police say the FBI is assisting in the case. For all of the latest details on these stories and all of today's news, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Talks between the United States and the Taliban continue today. This is the 8th round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating the current talks may result in a deal to end the longest war in U.S. history. There seem to be misunderstandings, however, about the content of the agreement by both the U.S. and the Taliban. The Taliban seem to view it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. forces, from Afghanistan. In return, they promise to ensure Afghan soil is not used for terrorism against any other country. Chief U.S. negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad views the deal differently, saying the U.S. presence in Afghanistan is conditions-based, and any withdrawal will also meet that criteria. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is crisscrossing the Asia-Pacific region on his first international trip as head of the Defense Department. VOA's Carla Babb is traveling with the Defense Secretary.
New Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range missiles in Asia, missiles that until Friday were prohibited.
Yes, I would like to, but let's be clear. I'm talking about conventional weapons.
The deployment would strengthen the U.S. position against a top military competitor, China.
Because we've been talking about this for some time now, and they have... I want to say that 80% plus of their inventory is INF range systems, so it's why that shouldn't surprise them that we would want to have a like capability.
Experts like Bradley Bowman of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies say that in the event of a conflict with China, the more military capabilities the United States already has in the Asia Pacific, the better. Carla Babb, VOA News, Sydney.
At least 600 people have been arrested and several beaten at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow. David Doyle reports the protesters are calling for free elections.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. Among the arrested, prominent activist Lubov Sobol, pulled from a taxi moments before the demonstration was due to start and bundled into a van. She'd called on people to attend the protest, which authorities had warned was illegal. They say the timing and location of the demonstration had not been agreed in advance. Opposition activists say protests are repeatedly refused, leaving them no choice but to go ahead anyway. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music, today. now.